Hello, and welcome to the PeopleCert Q2 2023 results call. My name is Jess, and I'll be your coordinator for today's event. Please note, this call is being recorded, and for the duration of the call, your lines will be on listen only. However, there will be the opportunity to ask questions. This can be done by pressing star one on your telephone keypad to register your question at any time. If at any point you require assistance, please press star zero and you'll be connected to an operator. I will now hand over to your host, Mr. Byron Nicolaides, CEO, Founder, and Chairman, to begin today's call. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Apologies for being a few minutes late, but we delayed so that people that had registered to join. Thank you all for being with us this Friday evening instead of being at the beaches. Hello from Athens. Until yesterday, you've read in the papers that we're above 40 degrees. Today, it's reasonable, and I've been for one day in London, where the temperature is really reasonable versus Athens. So we have the Q2 results to present to you today. If you turn on page three of the presentation that has been uploaded earlier, three sections. One is the overview. I'm going to present to you the overview. Second is financials that are going to be presented by George, our CFO. And then, as usual, we're going to have the Q&A session. Moving on to page number five. Q2 is better than Q1. We discussed the previous quarter that Q1, for a number of reasons that we explained then, it was not as good as we expected, and we expected all the things to improve. If you remember, now we can see this improvement. So Q2 2023, we have 33 million of revenues, which is +15% versus Q2 2022. LTM June 2023 is +4% versus March. And if we break into two, we can see business and IT is 5% up and 109 million, and languages is -8%. We'll discuss why this is happening later in the presentation at 14 million. As a result of the above, the Q2 EBITDA is at 20 million, which is +4% versus Q2 2022. So from negative Q1, we revert to positive here. And the LTM June 2023 is at 77 million EBITDA, 1% up versus LTM March 2023. And our margin for Q2 is 62% versus 64% in LTM March 2023. And also, again, back where it should be, north of 60%, that we missed in Q1. Net debt as of 30th of June is at 197 million pounds. Remember, the bond is in euros. Our cash position was 60 million versus 45 million as of the 31st of March 2023. As a rule of thumb, we can say that the business is producing cash 5 million per month or more. And the net debt to EBITDA ratio now is at 2.56 versus 2.87, and of course, versus 4.1 when it was at March 2021. The other important point is that we have, at the same time, four major product releases. Same time, one is Prince 2. It's the Prince 2 7 version, Prince 2 7. The current Prince 2, I think it was in 2016, last time it was updated, and it was in a facelift. Now it's major new release. The difference is Prince 2 7 anymore, it's not only for project managers, it's for everyone, because everyone is a project manager, small or big, the way we see it. From having a birthday party to building a house or to buying a house or to selling a house, everything is a project. And now, so we have a much bigger total addressable market with our new product, which is going to be also assisted with artificial intelligence as well, AI. Then we have the ITIL practices, 15 ITIL practices, which is north of ITIL Foundation, ITIL 4 Foundation, and 10 of them have already delivered. The other 5 is in September. It's a big job. And also in languages, we have 2 new tests that have been prepared in the last 2 years, language academic and language general, positioning ourselves head-to-head competition with IELTS academic and IELTS general. We also had the official training material for instructor-led training. Now it's active and delivering results. First time we are in the training material market, and you'll see in the numbers. And then the second part of this is that the official training material, we're preparing the e-learning. It's going to be for the majority of the learners in September. And also have good results to share with subscription membership, which is significantly up from last year. Yes, in numbers is 15 times more, but because it was too small on last year, probably we shouldn't stay on the 15 times more, but it's grown and it's significant and we'll continue to see the results. Of course, we had the acquisition of the DOI, DevOps Institute, and we expect the integration to be final by July 23. This is moving quite well, and it's also creating a blueprint for any other acquisitions if we have in the future. And I have to say here, we don't have anything in the pipeline, so that not to be misunderstood. We had the upgrades, and we are happy about this, from Standard & Poor's and Moody's in April 23 to B+, following the upgrade from Fitch in September 22 to BB- or bond. And as an overview, quite important, 2023 is a year of change, is a year where we make significant investments across the business, and it's a year of transformation after having finalized the synergies. Moving on to page number 6, I'm not going to repeat the business highlights. You know them, it's the same thing, we just stay there. On the right side, you can see the LTM June 23 KPIs again, the revenue £123 million, EBITDA £77 million, this is €90 million, because the bond is in euros for comparative reasons. EBITDA margin 62% and with a cash flow provision of 87%. And as mentioned earlier, 2.56 is the ratio of net debt over EBITDA. And the exams are 717,000 people. I have to make a comment here on the number of the exams. You'll see later that the business, we explained that the business is changing. Exams start representing less and less percentage, and we have different categories of learners. So going forward, we'll probably change the format that we are presenting to you, so that you have more clarity and better understanding on what we do. This is work in progress, not finalized yet, and hopefully it's going to be the next quarter. Now, if we look to the pie charts, important here is the first pie chart, where you see 2 new categories. First of all, exams are 64%. Remember, exams used to be at 95% 3 years ago. And you see the training material, which is 2%, and subscription, which is 1%. But it's growing, because training material, the effect you see over there of the training material is only on Q2, on Q1 did not exist. So you can expect this to grow, the training material. And, of course, subscription is increasing, and is increasing very significantly. Now, on the rest, there is not much of a change versus the previous presentation. So, moving up on slide number 7. 2023 is a transformation year. There are so many things that are happening in parallel, and for most of them, we haven't seen the results yet. Some of them, we started seeing the results. It's quite important to mention here that after completing the Axels integration last year and having delivered all the synergies that we promised in the OM, now our business has changed. Before the acquisition of Axels, people said it was an examination institute. Essentially, what we were doing were delivering exams on behalf of third parties. And now we are not anymore an examination institute, and we are an IT powerhouse. And in order to finance this year we have significantly higher expenses. We are making the investment to finance the growth, and this is primarily on the people. We have people that are experts, subject matter experts, senior people around the world that are involved in the delivery of the new initiatives. So, on top of the exams that used to be 95% of our business, now you can see that our portfolio and the monetization of IP is going to happen through a variety of new ways. One is the official books. This is known to everyone because it was on the OM and we delivered last year, and it continues to be a significant revenue source. See, this year is 15%. And for this year, we're going to have the official training material, OTM, in two versions. Instructor-led learning, training and e-learning. For the majority of the learners, the instructor-led training is there, and you see the results already in our Q2 numbers. It was made available to the market as of April 1st, only in Q2. The e-learning is still a work in progress, and it will be available in September 1st. So it will be, we'll see the results of this in Q4 as well. Then we have a monstrous work going on, translation and localization of everything we do concurrently in 9 languages on top of English. And this includes the exams, the books, the official training material, the website. This was totally scattered, probably it was 10 or 15% of the work that's being done right now. Some were with translations, some were with no translation when we did the acquisitions. So now that's a complete streamlining, and our teams have delivered really good results internally. We are going to see our new websites. It's work in progress. The people said new website right now is going to be available the first use in September and probably go until the end of the year. And we have also new subscription, the membership site. What you see right now is on the old subscription and membership site, and you will see acceleration when the new is going to come. And until the acquisition, people said it was addressing just one group. That was accredited training organizations. We were selling only exams to the training organizations. Now we're addressing other groups as well. We have the accredited academic partner, so that we are selling directly to the university, to the academic institutions, and this is something that's growing, we start delivered. In May, we delivered the accredited tool vendor scheme. So the organizations that use ITIL and Prince2, etc., and selling tools, now they're accredited by us. I think you'll see it's going quite well. We're working on the accredited consulting partner. Not ready yet. Hopefully going to be by the end of the year. We have a much larger range of products that have through acquisitions of International Association of Six Sigma Certification, the QAI and QI. And this is just a snapshot on the things that we are doing. And there are more initiatives under development. So we are aiming by the end of the year, and especially in 2024, to have a single holistic experience to our learners. And when you'll see it at the end of the year, I think it's something that you'll like. So what do we anticipate as a result of transformation, or how we're going to measure our business? We're going to measure business in two ways. One is the number of learners, how many learners, and the second is how much each learner is paying. We want to increase the LTV, lifetime value, and the average level per learner. So comparing half one versus of 23 versus half one of 22, on the volume of the exams we're 20% down, half one. The revenue is 10% up and the EBITDA is minus 7%. But you can see also that the Q2 results are significantly better than Q1. So the revenue on Q2 is plus 15%, whereas in Q1 was 5%. And the EBITDA from minus 18%, now we're plus 4%. So this is the one metric that we need to improve the number of learners. Now on the revenue per learner, we're already 40% up versus all the other ways that we monetize the IP. We're approximately 200 euros, 200 pounds per learner, and this is set to increase more as long as we increase more and more services. On the question, why do we have the volume decline in half one in 23? The main factors are the following. First of all, we had a significant increase in prices in 2023, and this was announced as of January. However, because as the majority of our clients are corporates, the budget flows in Q2 22. So if a corporate has a budget allocated 1 million to our products, and then instead of with 1 million, if instead of 100 learners, now they can have 85 learners, they'll go for 85 learners. It's a bit difficult to change this at the last month or the last 2 months of the year. This is one of the reasons. The second is the introduction of the new products. Prince 2, Academic and General, it's like a car. If you have the current model of the car, but you have announced to the market that the new model is coming, until the new model is there and picks up demand, the current model suffers. So it's normal to expect some backdraws in Prince 2 and in languages, Academic and General. Another reason, which is also important in 2022 in December, in anticipation of the price increase, our customers, training organizations, they acquired more than they needed to take advantage of the price increase. So there is a pull forward effect. And this may have an impact on our Q1 and very slightly Q2 on the numbers. If this pull forward effect was not there, our numbers would have been better. And of course, the macro environment is not the same as it was last year. I mean, high interest rates, the war, in some countries there is the recession. This has played a role as well. I remember the question was last time, what we anticipate this to happen, etc. Not dramatic stuff, but we cannot totally ignore it. It's there. Now, for us, again, business is changing. I mean, we have more common with organizations like Netflix and Disney Plus, because our business going forward is acquiring IP and creating IP. So this is on the IP development. Then we have to register, manage, and protect our IP on IP management. And then we have to market and monetize our IP. And this is a work that is ongoing, it will continue to go. But it also shows the direction of where we're making the investment and what exactly our business is going to be going in the future. We'll try to monetize the IPs in a variety of ways. Moving to slide number 10, this is just a better visualization of what I was been telling you during this presentation. You can see in 2020, 95% of our business were exempt. The pie charts, the size of the pie chart is not 100% representative, but it's a very good approximation. In 2021, we can see that we have also the online proctoring. In 2022, on other service online proctoring, we set the books. The blue is the books. And you can see in half one of 2023 that we have the training materials, which is colored to me looks like some type of green or some type of brown, and then the blue, which is the subscriptions. Remember that this is for 6 months, but the training material were available only for 3 months. So the next quarter you'll see this pie becoming bigger and bigger. Key credit highlights, no change. We'll have the same slide in all the last presentations, so you can read it. If there's any questions, I can answer this. And then this is the overview from my side, and I'm going to pass to George on slide 13 to go over the financials. Thank you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this call. On the financials evolution, revenue of LTM June was up £123 million. This is a really strong performance, significantly higher compared to March 21, but also higher compared to last year. Similarly, our profitability is high at £77 million pounds, and with strong EBITDA margin above 6% and in line with our historical performance. Our CAPEX was at £10 million or 8% of revenue. Again, this is in line with our CAPEX. Historically, the combination of strong profitability and stable CAPEX helped us to maintain our strong cash generation. Our free cash flow, meaning EBITDA minus CAPEX, was at £67 million with a cash conversion from EBITDA at 87%, which is again in line with our historical performance. Finally, working capital differences were minor and insignificant. And the key message from this slide is that despite the minor decline in our exam volume, as discussed in the previous slides, we managed to maintain strong growth, high EBITDA margin, and high cash generation. Therefore, our strong financial profile is in place. We are moving on to slide 14. In the left-hand side, we are discussing the quarterly financials. We are comparing Q2 23 with the same period last year. The average decline on the exam volume is around minus 13%, but despite this decline, our revenue is up 15%, and again, our profitability is higher. Of course, the reason behind this is the average price, which is higher in all cases. Two reasons behind the higher average price. First of all, the new price list since January 23, which has been adjusted upwards, but also we had a positive impact from FX translation in our revenue. In the right-hand side, we have the similar analysis, but for the LTM financials. The picture is similar, but the fluctuations are smaller, minus 4% compared to last period in revenue, but again, plus 4% in revenue and plus in EBITDA due to higher prices. Moving on to the next slide, slide 16, we are discussing the capital structure. Very, very positive picture here. Both KPIs are improved. Our gross debt to EBITDA ended up at 3.3 times, down from 3.5 last March. And the net debt to EBITDA is at 2.6 times, down from 2.9 on March. And of course, this evolution is in line with our historical performance, which is presented in slide 16. We managed to go down from 5.4 times net debt to EBITDA to below 2.6. Two reasons behind this: strong profitability on one hand, and of course, strong cash generation. The combination of these two factors is helping us to deleverage fast. The next three slides are presenting the profit and loss account, the balance sheet, and the cash flow. We have already uploaded in our investor relations section in our website a very detailed press release discussing all the key factors of our financials. This concludes my part of the presentation, and we are ready to move on to Q&A section.
Well, available for Q&A, just one small comment from me. The 2.56 would have been better if we hadn't acquired DevOps Institute. So this, the 2.56 includes the cost that we have paid to acquire the DevOps Institute in the first quarter. I'm at your disposal if there are any questions.
If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure your line is unmuted locally, as you'll be advised when to ask your question. And the first question comes from the line of Laura Holmesy from MFS. Please go ahead.
Hi there, thanks for taking my question. Just a quick one, are there any other sort of potential acquisitions in the pipeline, and what kind of sort of sized acquisitions are you looking at? I remember, and this is a while ago, there was something potentially more medium-sized that would have required additional debt, I think, at the time. I just wanted to see whether that's still something you are considering at this point. Thank you.
The short answer is no. That's why when I said about acquisition in my introductory remarks, I was expecting this question, so I tried to clarify there. Of course, as people said, we're always looking and talking and evaluating options, opportunities. But if you ask me if there is something ready on the pipeline, which we are in the final stages or very advanced stages, the answer is no.
Understood. Very clear. Thank you for clarifying.
The next question comes from the line of Anna Maggie from Pictet. Please go ahead.
Hello. I wanted to ask you a question on margin profile of different businesses that you are developing, for example, subscriptions and training material. Are you expecting this to grow substantially? What would be the part of your business mix when this business will be, like, more mature? And what kind of margins are you expecting from these divisions?
Well, a subscription business, as you know, is very profitable, and depending how you break down your expenses, it can be anywhere between 70 or 95%. And we expect this to grow, definitely. The answer I would give to you at this stage is that, I mean, as people said, we plan and to continue to grow in the business and with an EBITDA margin that will start with a 6, north of 60%. There are many things that are working at the same time, some of them much more profitable, some of them very profitable, but it's difficult at this stage to give you a precise answer. But internally, the target is, and the business plan going forward, that our EBITDA margin is north of 60%.
Thank you.
currently have no questions in the queue, so as a reminder, please press star one if you would like to ask a question. We have no further questions in the queue, so I'll now hand the call back to your hosts for some closing remarks.
Thank you very much. We have a very high number of attendance. Thank you very much on this Friday, end of July, instead of being somewhere else, that being with us. Appreciate this. I wish to all of you good holidays, the ones that have not taken this. At least we are south of Europe and we take in August. And we'll see you in our next call. Thank you and be well.
Thank you for joining today's call. You may now disconnect your lines.